Sunday the 4th of November 2018, 10:45 service. This service featured a guest speaker, Steve Howie, from Richard House Children's Hospice, and the Bible reference is in the form of an audio clip based on Matthew chapter 6, verses 25-34.
Did you know that God made
I tell you not to worry about your life. Don't worry about having something to eat, or drink, or wear. Isn't life more important than food or clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They don't plant or harvest. They don't even store grains in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth more than the birds? Can worry make you live longer?
Did you know that God made the grass?
Why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. But I tell you that Solomon, with all his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of them. God gives such beauty to everything that grows in the fields, even though it is here today and thrown into a fire tomorrow. He will surely do even more for you. Why do you have such little faith? Don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have anything to wear? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today.
That's a gift, isn't it? Absolute gift. Well done. Steve, do you come up and join me? Let's just give him a round of applause as he comes. Let's give him a little... Warm him into it. Great to have you here, brother. And you're going to tell us all about the work that you do.
I am.
The work that your colleagues do. And it's an amazing work. It's a vocation. They say about being a vicar, you're called to be a vicar, but to do what you do, you're called to do that as well. So may the Lord bless you. Steve.
Thank you. Firstly, let me apologise if I sound a bit gruff. I haven't been seven rounds with Joshua Reynolds. Just too many choruses of I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. So, thank you for inviting me here today. It's always a pleasure to explain to a wider audience the work of Richard House, the work of children's hospices in general. And I hope through this presentation, when you leave today, you'll have a much better understanding. I want to begin with an uplifting comment. Lots of families here today, lots of children. But I'm sure those parents amongst you will appreciate the words of one of our parents. And what you'll see on all the slides that follow are quotes from parents of the families we support. And just a few of the children that we look after are featured through the presentation. One thing I want you to note in all of the pictures is they all have one thing in common. Smiles. After all, these are children. And I hope after today you'll better understand how we help them to manage their condition and have as full a life as possible, doing what children love to do, having fun. Opened in 2000, Richard House was London's first children's hospice to be built. It was founded by Anthea Hare, our life president, who was inspired both by her work as a paediatric nurse at Royal London Hospital in Whitechapel and through helping her parents look after her severely autistic brother. If the word hospice is creating a picture in your mind's eye, please erase it. I assure you, a children's hospice is so very different from an adult hospice, as I hope what follows will show. Let me introduce Henry, who is two. He requires 24-hour care and has been coming to Richard House since he was 7 months old. Here he is with his sister and mum, enjoying the sunshine in our garden. From the moment a child is diagnosed with a life-limiting condition or a life-threatening or complex health condition, everything changes. These changes affect the whole family, which is why we feel it is vital not only to provide care to the child, but to support the whole family. Many families feel isolated and experience high levels of stress, juggling work with 24-hour care. We are there to walk alongside them and support them. And the words that you see here in the heart are taken from carers' and parents' feedback. We currently support over 300 families from Newham, Barking, Dagenham, Tower Hamlets, Waltham Forest, Hackney, Redbridge, Haringey, Islington, Ilford, Camden and beyond. 65% of these are from an ethnic minority and 50% of those are from the Muslim community. You might ask why families are coming to Richard House from West, South and North London. Quite simply, because there are only 5 other children's hospices in the whole of London. From research, we know that there are many more children who could benefit from the services we provide. We must increase awareness amongst the various diverse communities in the area, and I hope that from today, you will help us to spread the word. We ensure that all psychological, physical, emotional, social and spiritual needs of our children and young people and families are met. To support families through difficult times, we run group sessions, providing a supportive environment to meet others in similar conditions. 2 examples are our Mums to Mums group and our Siblings group. And we have sessions with professionals who offer practical, confidential advice regarding legal, financial and benefit matters. Just look at Lexi enjoying the hot weather recently, sharing an ice lolly with one of our nurses. She clearly has designs on becoming a nurse. And why not? Our clinical team of nurses provide care to children with many complex health needs. For example, who have a ventilator in their throat to assist breathing, and those who are fed through a tube in their nose or in their abdomen. Step-down care teaches parents and other carers to do all they need at home to care for their child, from using a ventilator to giving the correct dosage of complex medicines. This enables children to spend valuable time at home with their families. Our new Hospice at Home service provides respite care for children and young people who prefer to remain at home with their families. The short stays we provide take pressure off families, giving them time to rest and recover and spend time with other children they may have and be ready to look after their child again. For the child, well, they have fun at Richard House. Just look how happy Miles, Ibrahim, Hope and Henry are. Aside from clinical care, the children love our fun trips, family days and activities, which enable them and their families to enjoy things they couldn't otherwise. This year, we've organised, during school holidays, trips to Brighton, Paradise Wildlife Park, London Zoo, Harry Potter World, Kidzania and the Shrek exhibition. And staff and children have produced and starred in Christmas and end of summer productions for them and their families to enjoy. We've had visits from magicians, a ballet dancer, zoo lab with snakes and lizards, Newham City Farms rabbits and guinea pigs, and a bubble factory. And Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a panto, a party, presents, and of course, Father Christmas. By providing psychotherapy, art, movement, and music therapy, we're helping children begin to come to terms with what is happening to them and learn to communicate. And here you can see Henry enjoying our multi-sensory room, Joshua making friends with a huge rabbit, Jack having fun with a giggle doctor, Gabrielle and Cheryl are communicating through gestures, and Liana and Henrik enjoy music therapy together. Alongside our clinical team, our social, therapeutic and resource team tend to the child's every need. Play activities plus toys, games and DVDs provide opportunities to enrich the child's time spent with us, either during respite stays or activity days. There's always something to do. And while young minds are occupied having fun, their condition takes a back seat. Respite care is as important for children as it is for parents and carers. And in the previous slide, you saw Eric, who's got designs on his own ID badge, Ryan getting to grips with the ukulele, and wouldn't you like Enrique to join you in the ball pond? We run activities and outings for siblings, so they feel special and meet others who are in similar situations. Just last week, we took some siblings to see Wicked as their half-term treat. We have an on-site family flat for use by parents, carers and siblings, and we offer memory-making opportunities, including hand printing, creating a memory box and family photos. Our transition service provides young people aged 19 plus with information, advice and referrals to relevant specialist services. And our corporate supporters have provided our young people with CV writing and interview skills training. All of our services are free. However, for every £4 we spend, £3 has to come from donations. In order to keep and expand the services we provide to life-limited children and their families, we need to raise over £3.5 million. Statutory funding covers only a third of our costs, so you can see how heavily we rely on the generosity of our donors. Our wonderful team of volunteers staff our shops, manage reception, keep our gardens and grounds tidy, and assist with admin and fundraising, saving us a small fortune in wages and associated costs. There's lots of information on this slide, so I'd just like to focus on three things. 328 volunteers gave us 21,404 hours of their time freely, a huge contribution towards our day-to-day operation. We provided 786 hours of step-down care, enabling children to spend more time at home with their families, the best place for them to be. And we ran 86 events for children and families, just some of which I have previously mentioned. I'd like to finish with a gallery of smiles of Myra enjoying the ball pond with a couple of our nurses. You can see Mohammed and his sister on the coach ready for our Brighton day trip. Hope dressed as a busy bee in our summer production. Essa chilling with one of our care team. and Elijah meeting Father Christmas. And here's Ruby sharing a joke with Minnie Mouse, Calvin enjoying the giant bubble, and George getting involved in our summer production. He recently received a Jack Petrie Award for his infectiously positive attitude in everything he does. The smiles say it all, and I hope they make you smile too. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Visit our website, richardhouse.org.uk, which has full details of our services, news and a calendar of fundraising events. If any of you have time on your hands, consider volunteering in one of our shops. If you have any unwanted clothes, books, CDs, DVDs, china, glass, etc., please donate them to our shops. They raise vital funds and can be gift aided. Now, you've heard from me about Richard House. Nothing comes stronger or more passionately than hearing from parents and children. And I'd like to just share with you a very brief clip of film. And before it shows, can I thank you on behalf of the staff and parents and children. And would you please keep Richard House and the families we support in your prayers.
We would struggle.
Life would be hard.
We would be very devastated.
And if I'm ill, then I can just call here to relax.
There's no place that we could talk about our feelings.
Without Richard House, it would be almost impossible to function at some point because we might end up being in different places because I might not be able to cope.
Sad, worried, scared.
Sad.
Show the sign of sad.
Richard House is fulfilling every single needs we or my daughter needs.
They provide so much for us as a family, respite, play, therapy. And it just gives us so much back, and it's like having a family.
The Richard House has now become a second family for us, and if it's not there, ourselves and other families won't be able to survive, to be very honest.
Without Richard House, it'd be terrible. And I know there's things in the community, but not with the dedicated staff and medical staff that my son needs. And I don't want to cry on camera.
I'd just like to say I have got some literature which is at the back of the church. If anybody wants any further information, I'm not rushing away. Thank you for listening. As I say, please keep the children and the families in your prayers. Thank you.